There's no easy way of getting through divorce, and when there are children involved, it's an enormously difficult task. Kids will react in different ways to the breakup, so parents need to be as sensitive as possible to their individual needs and make sure that they are getting all the emotional support that they need. We'll dive a bit deeper into this subject on the next Family Matters. Stay with us. Hi, I'm Graham Chanel for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. We had an excellent question come in from a mom who wants guidance after her divorce. She asks, "How can I help my teens deal with the fallout of my divorce? It's been painful for everyone, but I'm especially concerned about my oldest son. Ever since my ex-husband left a year and a half ago, he seems to be putting himself under a lot of pressure to assume the role of the man of the house. This is especially difficult for him since he was looking forward to going away to university next year. Now he feels obligated to stay at home and help the family. What can I do for him and the rest of the kids?" We understand and appreciate the concerns you have for your kids. The situation you describe is not unusual. Parental breakups trigger certain emotions in children, and the effects ripple through families for at least 2 years. The good news is that most children's emotions stabilize 3 to 5 years after the split. Many older children of divorce find themselves in your son's position. When a parent leaves, the oldest child often steps into the vacated role. Neither the remaining parent nor the rest of the family consciously asks him to do this. It just happens by default. As his mom, you need to take intentional steps to ease the burden your son is feeling. A child needs to have the freedom to be a child, especially in a single-parent home where kids are often hurting and needy. Children who are forced to become junior adults can wind up experiencing tremendous insecurity, anxiety, and depression. How can you prevent this from happening? You can start by enabling your son and his siblings to deal with their emotions. Set aside time for them to express their feelings. Reassure them that these feelings are normal. Try to maintain as stable a home environment as possible. The less change, the better. Don't expect perfect parenting from yourself. Just do the best you can with God's help. In the case of your oldest son, acknowledge his pain and let him know how much you appreciate his concern for the family and his willingness to help out. Once you've done that, encourage him in no uncertain terms to step out and go to university in the new year. Set him free to do what he needs to do. He shouldn't feel guilty for pursuing his own goals and dreams. Help him see that while he will always have obligations to the family as a son and a brother, it's not his responsibility to provide for everybody else's well-being. As for the other kids, I'll give you some common scenarios in the wake of divorce. It's very common for kids to experience shock in the aftermath of a divorce. They initially feel anxious, fearful, and abandoned because their future seems uncertain. During this phase, parents need to show affection and discuss their plans with their children. Statements like, "We will get through this," are more helpful than, "What are we going to do?" Be aware that many children will experience depression after the divorce. They may cry or withdraw in this stage. Parents should encourage their kids to use any means, tears, speech, journaling, or drawing pictures, to vent their feelings and deal with their depression. You might find that your children become angry. Like depression, anger demands expression. If it's repressed, children can become anxious, rebellious, and self-destructive. Encourage them to share their feelings openly, but not aggressively, no tantrums allowed. Often kids will become fearful of rejection. A wounded animal will sometimes bite the hand that reaches out to help it. Children often act in this way when they're afraid of rejection. When your kids lash out against you, just keep on loving them. If you think it might be helpful to discuss your concerns with a member of Focus on the Family's counseling staff, feel free to get in touch by calling 031-716-3300 or log on to safamily.co.za and click on the counseling link. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters.